sea lamprey. My hands were very busy then, pulling and cutting, keeping the tanks full of fresh water, carrying the specimens each morning out to the experimental site, tugging my sleeves against black flies. At the end of every pheromone trial, we collected the fish back from the stream, writhing in buckets full of mouths. I learned to make clean incisions, down the stomach in long, neat lines. First, we stirred chemicals into the water so they'd die. We couldn't always wait for the full effect. After the tags were extracted, we'd remove their heads with a utility razor. One press. More pressure, better than less. I had 10 days on, then 4 off. On my second break, I drove the hour to the other side of the state. The highway was along the lake, tallest red pines I've ever seen. My grandmother was waiting in her chair. She'd forgotten everything about her life. No one had warned me. It had gone very quickly, and I was confused. I kept thinking about the fish. They were prehistoric. It was late in the day, and I took a bath. My mother came in and poured water softly over my head. Then I sat by the orange chair and read to my grandmother aloud. After 20 minutes, I stopped, and we looked at each other. It wasn't a bad look. We just didn't know what we were doing there. I took her hands. I said, even after severed heads were scraped into a garbage bag, the split body still clutched and struggled, gills grasping dry, anxious air.